We got a friend of mine on the line with us right now, John Akers. John is with the Kentucky Center for School Safety. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jack.
Of course, you taught for years and were at Bryan Station as the principal, and then you opened up Paul Lawrence Dunbar, and you have how many years in the education business?
48.
Just can't hold a job, can you?
No, I can't.
Bless your heart. We got a teacher of the year, and you were kind of excited when you sent me this. And when you get excited, I try to get you on the air with us. Tell us about this teacher of the year and what she had to say.
Well, this is a young lady, I should say, since she's been in it for just 20 years, who was teacher of the year down in Florida, who made a posting on her Facebook page that I think spoke true to about anyone who's ever been in the classroom as a teacher or as a principal about her view on school violence.
And can you share, it's rather lengthy, but can you share the gist of it with us?
Sure. The gist of it is basically parents and teachers need to do a better job with one another, you know, with their kids. Parents need to be parents, not best friends. They need to monitor what their kids are doing, teaching them the golden rule, be sure that they are being good role models themselves. And educators, we need to provide the kids with safe and healthy learning environments where the kids can feel trusted with us. And so I think that's kind of the gist of it. But she gets into complete detail about when she was being raised, that she was raised in a house that had guns, and she never thought in her wildest dreams that she would ever be, you know, grabbing one of her father's guns and going to school and doing some things that would be bad. That she was taught discipline at home, too. When she stepped out of line, she got in trouble. And so she encourages parents to make sure that their children are being brought up in the right way, not enabled, but to respect one another. And she got into talking about her perspective about violent video games and movies and how she thinks that that has really tainted the kids as far as their feelings about the sanctity of life.
And just last month, she was named the 2017-18 Teacher of the Year in Florida. Kelly Guthrie Raley,
right,
is her name. And, it's remarkable. Is that somewhere online that people can read the whole thing, John?
I got it from a friend who sent it from a Facebook posting, and of course I sent it to you. I guess you could put it on your line over there.
Yeah, we'll try to find it, and if we do, we'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
we'll find
it.
It's really good. What do you think about this proposed, last night I guess it was approved, the...
Metal detectors.
Metal detectors, wands, I was trying to think of too as a... deterrent to this. I know we talked to you before and you didn't think it was very practical.
Well, you know, when you look at a school that has multiple doors and the schools stay open from 3 o'clock until 11 o'clock at night, I don't know if metal detectors are the most effective tool that you can have out there. And I know parents are really wanting something to be done as far as their school's concerned. But, you know, if you're going to bring a gun into school, you're not going to walk through the metal detector. You're going to bring it in through a side door. Let's be honest about that. And so, in fact, there have been cases where kids have come straight through a metal detector with a gun and shot people. Mm. And I hate to get into all those details, but
right.
I don't want parents to be lulled to sleep thinking that metal detectors will be the be-all, end-all. It is a strategy that may work, and it also sets a standard saying that we don't want weapons, knives, and guns to come into schools.
Right.
But with the number of doors that you have and how often the doors stay open after school with all the multiple activities that schools have,
yeah.
It's difficult. It's very, very difficult.
John, always a pleasure. John Akers, thanks for being with us.
Okay, Jack, you take care. Bye-bye.